Greetings, and welcome to another week of Making Sense of Your Dollars. This week, I hope to discuss paychecks and how to automate them a little bit. In order to begin setting up a paycheck, you go into the banking menu. So I'll hit Alt-B.
Alt-B, menu active, banking center.
And I'm going to just read down this menu.
Bank account submenu, reconcile, write checks, online banking, online billing, secret submenu. Online banking setup. Memorize transaction list control plus key. Schedule transaction list control plus J. Online payees list rate. Banking activities submenu.
So I'm going to go into the banking activities submenu.
Menu. Enter a transaction into my register control plus R. Bounce my checkbook. Accept remote transactions. Create a new account. Order checks to print with Quicken. Set up my paycheck as a register transaction. Enter. Leaving menus. Paycheck setup dialog. Next.
I won't read this welcome screen because it's basically just a description of what's coming up.
PC cursor, next.
So I'm going to hit next.
401 left per N, K right per N, or other retirement plans, checkbox checked.
Quicken will ask you about several standard paycheck deductions and whether or not you want to account for them. And the first one is 401k. In the interest of time, I'm not going to select 401k, or most of these, in fact.
Not checked. Space.
So uncheck 401k and just tab.
Tab. Employee stock purchase plan left paren, right paren, checkbox checked. Not checked.
I'm going to not track employee stock purchase plans. And the biggest reason for not tracking these first two items is because each plan requires an account of the investment type, and we haven't discussed investments at all, so it would just be very confusing for now. Anybody interested in them, certainly feel free to contact me.
Tab. Deposits to other bank accounts, checkbox checked.
You will only deposit money in one bank account.
Not checked. Tab. 401 left per N, K right per N, loan payments, checkbox checked.
We don't have one of them.
Not checked. Tab. Flexible spending account, checkbox checked.
We don't have one of them.
Tab. Next.
And the next button. So it's a pretty standard paycheck.
Space. Paycheck name, colon, edit.
I've devised the technical sounding company name of eWidgets by Net.
eWidgets by Net. Tab. How often, colon, combo box. Every 2 weeks.
Now, Quicken has an amazing array of possible frequencies with which you can be paid. And I cannot imagine people having getting paid some of these ways, but they're here. Everything from weekly to yearly is here. I'm going to select twice a month, which is, of course, different than every 2 weeks.
Twice a month.
And hit tab.
Tab. Next. Space. Date of this paycheck, colon, edit. 8/1/00.
Because it's a twice-a-month paycheck, and because I opened my John's checking account on 6/1, I'm going to say that this is a 6/15 paycheck.
6/15/00. Tab. Account to deposit this paycheck, colon, combo box. John's checking.
John's checking is the only account.
Tab. Next.
And there's a next button.
Space. Gross amount, colon, edit. 0.00.
I've decided that eWidgets by Net pays $50,000 a year, and because there's 24 payments per year, the paycheck gross amount is $2,083.33.
2083, period. 33, tab, net amount, colon, edit, 0.00.
The net amount will be $1,239.58.
1239, 58, tab, category, colon, edit, salary.
Now, it's going to associate a budget category with everything that I'm typing in here, except, of course, the gross amount, because what it's going to do is associate the net amount with the salary category, the federal tax with a federal tax category, the state tax with a state tax category, etc., etc. It uses the category salary for the category to assign your net amount to, and that's fine for now.
Tab. Next.
Hit the next button.
Space. No radio button checked. 202.
You may remember back in my second installment, I complained a bit about the way radio buttons are read, and many of the screens with radio buttons are handled the same way. So we need to read this screen with the JAWS cursor.
JAWS to PC. Hey, job. Welcome button easy. Are there any other sources of income for this paycheck question? Quarter circle yes, radio button not checked. Well, no radio button checked.
And there are no other sources of income.
Tab. Next.
We'll hit next.
Space. Federal income tax colon edit. Tax colon pad.
The next screen is a description of a category. The category to be assigned to that description and an amount. So, for example, the line I'm on reads...
Root job to PC. Federal income tax colon pad scroll down symbol 0.00.
Okay, there's three parts to that line.
Home. Federal income tax colon.
Federal income tax is the item.
Tax colon. Fed.
Tax colon fed is a budget category.
Scroll down symbol.
There's a scroll down symbol because it's a combo.
0.00.
And currently there's $0.00 associated with it. So what this allows me to do is assign the federal income tax that's being paid to a budget category, which by default is selected to be tax colon fed, and then type in the amount of federal tax being paid.
PC cursor, blank.
I'm going to leave
federal income tax colon edit, tax colon fed.
Tax colon fed as my federal income tax budget category.
Tab, federal income tax colon edit, 0.00.
And the amount is $583.33.
$583.33. Tab, state income tax colon edit, tax colon state.
Next line is to apportion the state income tax. I'm just going to use tax colon state.
Tab, state income tax colon edit, 0.00.
And the amount is $104.17.
$104.17. Tab, social security left paren, FICA right paren, colon edit, tax colon sec.
I'm going to leave the tax category alone.
Tab. Social Security left paren, FICA right paren, colon edit. 0.00.
And assign 156.25.
125. Tab. Federal Medicare, colon edit. Tax, colon Medicare.
And I'm just going to leave this at 0.
Tab. Federal Medicare, colon edit. 0.00. Tab. State Disability Insurance, colon edit.
No
tab.
State disability.
Tab. Next.
And there's an next button.
Space. No radio button checked. 202.
Root job of your paycheck. Are there any other taxes to be taken out of your paycheck question?
This is another screen with the radio buttons. And I'm going to say no.
Piece of tab. Next.
Hit next.
Space. No radio button checked.
And
202.
Got another screen.
Root job of your paycheck. What are there any other deductions listed on your paycheck question?
This is for any other deductions, but I don't have any of them here.
Piece of tab. Next, space, yes radio button checked, 102. Mm-hmm.
Root job to PC.
Same old thing.
Well, Quicken will record this information in your account. Would you like Quicken to automatically remind you to enter your paycheck question? Well, yes radio button checked, quarter circle, no radio button not checked.
And you got radio buttons for yes and no, and I will leave it at yes for now.
Tab, next, space, salary edit, salary income.
Okay. Now, we're on to the final summary. Let me just give a quick read to this screen here. I'll skip part of it.
You're done, exclaim. Here's what you've entered, period. Category memo amount. Salary income 2,083.33. Home salary.
Salary is the budget category.
Salary income.
Salary income is a memo that goes with that budget category.
2,083.33.
And that's the amount.
Tax colon fed federal tax dash 583.33.
This next line is similar format, and it lists all my deductions here.
Tax net amount colon $1,239.58.
Ending with the net amount.
Click done and your transaction will be recorded, period.
And click done and your transaction will be recorded. Now, if the net amount I entered at the beginning of this did not match the net amount that it calculated, it would give me a notice of that and ask me to make some changes. I'm going to just find the since I'm in JAWS cursor, I'll find the done button with my JAWS cursor.
And back. Done.
Click done.
Left mouse button. Paycheck setup dialog. Quicken 2000 for Windows dialog. Okay.
Hey.
You have set up a scheduled transaction for your JAWS checking account, period. Quick will automatically enter the transaction or prompt you when you first use this. File after 6/30/00. Okay. PC cursor.
Okay, it's telling me that, and of course it already is after 6:30, so I guess next time I run Quicken I'll be notified.
Enter. Quicken 2000 Deluxe Edition.
And it's done. I'm back in the check register, because that's where I was when I started all of this. And let me just go up and read what's been entered.
Root draw attached dash 6/15/0 6/15/00
6/15/00 is the date.
Attached widgets. 5. Net.
Now you notice it skipped the num field. It might be nice if it put in some deposit or something there, but it hasn't. We could make that change.
1,239.58.
You remember that it separates the dollars and cents, but that is the amount we told it to deposit.
2,042.96.
And 2,042.96 is now the current balance in my checking account.
--.
In the category field, it's filled in split because this transaction is assigned to several categories.
--. Five. Net.
And it's filled in the company name in the memo field. Since it's well past this date, what I really want to do is catch up all of my paychecks. I'm going to go into the scheduled transaction screen, which I can do with Control J.
Control J, schedule transaction list, next date list box, eventualidgets.net 1239.58/6/30/00 left paren Friday right paren 101.
Now this screen may sound familiar to you if you tuned into installment number 1 when I paid my Sprint PCS bill, in fact, as a scheduled transaction. I'm going to do the same thing here, except that instead of paying, I'm receiving money. And I highlight the transaction and hit Alt-Y for pay.
Alt-Y. Record scheduled transaction dialog. Pay colon edit. Eventualidgets.net. Tab. Address dot dot dot. Tab. Date colon edit. 6/30/00. Tab. Split. Tab. Memo colon edit. Eventualidgets.net. Tab. Number colon edit. Tab. Record. Pay.
And that's it. I've just been paid for 6:30. And if I now read this line in the scheduled transaction list, let me go over this line in a little bit more detail.
Root draw to home. Eventualidgets. 5. Net.
That's the company name.
1,239.58.
That's the amount.
Twice a month.
That's the frequency of the scheduled transaction.
7/15/00.
That's the next date the transaction is due.
Left paren, Saturday, right paren.
And notice that it's told me that that date is a Saturday, so clearly it's not going to happen on that date. It would actually happen on 7/14. So in order to enter this one, since it's also past 7/14, I'll hit Alt-Y again.
Alt-Y.
Record schedule transaction.
PC blank. Tab. Address dot dot dot. Tab. Date colon edit. 7/15/00.
I'll just type 7/14.
14/0. Tab. Split. Tab. Memo. Tab. Number. Tab. Record. Space.
And that's done. And as I do all of this, all of those amounts for taxes and everything are being assigned to budget categories all behind the scenes, which is going to be helpful in the future when I show how budgeting works. So that's about all I have for this week. Contact information is, as usual, mattioli@pobox.com, and the email list is quicken-4-the-blind-subscribe@egroups.com. Thanks for listening again, and I hope you'll stay tuned for future editions of Making Sense of Your Dollar.
Day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nights.